Track 12. Listening Part 4, Worksheet 3. You will hear an interview with a springboard diver called Max Hart, who is talking about his sport. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Talking to us today is 14-year-old Max Hart, who is a springboard diver. Max, what does this mean?
Well, it means I jump from high boards into a deep swimming pool and I'm given a score for the way I do it. It's a competitive sport and I've been involved in it since I was about 10. It was a simple progression from doing gymnastics. I loved that, though I never qualified for any competitions. But I thought the two sports were close enough that I could easily take up diving and perhaps qualify in that. I'm quite competitive, as my coach will tell you. So yeah, it seemed the right thing to do.
And your first competition was the regional championships.
Yeah. People assume I must have been pretty anxious about it because of the other participants who'd been competing far longer than me. My coach actually commented on how chilled out I was. There was no chance of winning, so I knew I could just have a good time. I still did my best, and though not as many people turned up to watch as I'd expected, I still enjoyed hearing people clap my first competitive dive. That was good enough for me.
There are lots of different kinds of dive, aren't there?
Yeah, with interesting names like pikes and tucks. The kind I struggled with initially because of balance were the arm stand dives. The starting position is upside down, standing on your hands. I've actually won some competitions doing arm stand dives. And while they're hardly my favourite, I don't avoid doing them because I seem to have gained a decent level of skill in them.
I believe you once had to change a competition dive at the last minute?
Yeah, that was scary. My coach and I realised we'd missed something out that was an essential element of the dive, so we came up with a new one the day before the competition. I'm a quick learner, so it wasn't forgetting what to do that bothered me, but the fact that it involved a position my body just won't go into. No amount of practice seems to have made that easier to do for some reason. The dive went okay, but I didn't enjoy the experience.
Do you enjoy your training sessions?
They're pretty tough, as you can imagine. When you land badly in the water, it hurts. And there's no question of having a laugh with your classmates. It's serious stuff, and there isn't enough time to waste hanging around chatting. I don't have the chance to watch how the others are progressing either. It's all about perfecting my own dives. Putting as much effort in as you can pays off. And even though the advances are small, they're always there.
What's next for you? The Olympics?
Well, the Olympics is one of the greatest events any athlete can enter, but I'm giving it a miss this time round because I've not reached that standard yet. Maybe next time. No, my main ambition is simply to get higher marks for difficulty than I've achieved so far. I need to try some trickier dives. At some point, diving in a pair might be worth a try. I haven't come to a decision about that yet.
Finally, what do you like most about this sport?
Good question. You never know how long it'll last. You could have an injury or stop progressing. So far, that hasn't happened, thankfully. They always say it's not the winning but the taking part that matters, and that's the way it is for me. When I stand on the platform ready to dive, that's where the real buzz comes in for me. You know everyone's willing you to do well and there's an energy in the air I don't get anywhere else in life. Now listen again.
Talking to us today is 14-year-old Max Hart, who is a springboard diver. Max, what does this mean?
Well, it means I jump from high boards into a deep swimming pool and I'm given a score for the way I do it. It's a competitive sport and I've been involved in it since I was about 10. It was a simple progression from doing gymnastics. I loved that, though I never qualified for any competitions. But I thought the two sports were close enough that I could easily take up diving and perhaps qualify in that. I'm quite competitive, as my coach will tell you. So yeah, it seemed the right thing to do.
And your first competition was the regional championships.
Yeah. People assume I must have been pretty anxious about it because of the other participants who'd been competing far longer than me. My coach actually commented on how chilled out I was. There was no chance of winning, so I knew I could just have a good time. I still did my best, and though not as many people turned up to watch as I'd expected, I still enjoyed hearing people clap my first competitive dive. That was good enough for me.
There are lots of different kinds of dive, aren't there?
Yeah, with interesting names like pikes and tucks. The kind I struggled with initially because of balance were the arm stand dives. The starting position is upside down, standing on your hands. I've actually won some competitions doing arm stand dives. And while they're hardly my favourite, I don't avoid doing them because I seem to have gained a decent level of skill in them.
I believe you once had to change a competition dive at the last minute?
Yeah, that was scary. My coach and I realised we'd missed something out that was an essential element of the dive, so we came up with a new one the day before the competition. I'm a quick learner, so it wasn't forgetting what to do that bothered me, but the fact that it involved a position my body just won't go into. No amount of practice seems to have made that easier to do for some reason. The dive went okay, but I didn't enjoy the experience.
Do you enjoy your training sessions?
They're pretty tough, as you can imagine. When you land badly in the water, it hurts. And there's no question of having a laugh with your classmates. It's serious stuff, and there isn't enough time to waste hanging around chatting. I don't have the chance to watch how the others are progressing either. It's all about perfecting my own dives. Putting as much effort in as you can pays off. And even though the advances are small, they're always there.
What's next for you? The Olympics?
Well, the Olympics is one of the greatest events any athlete can enter, but I'm giving it a miss this time round because I've not reached that standard yet. Maybe next time. No, my main ambition is simply to get higher marks for difficulty than I've achieved so far. I need to try some trickier dives. At some point, diving in a pair might be worth a try. I haven't come to a decision about that yet.
Finally, what do you like most about this sport?
Good question. You never know how long it'll last. You could have an injury or stop progressing. So far, that hasn't happened, thankfully. They always say it's not the winning, but the taking part that matters. And that's the way it is for me. When I stand on the platform ready to dive, that's where the real buzz comes in for me. You know everyone's willing you to do well, and there's an energy in the air I don't get anywhere else in life.